What it do, baby boo? I'm back with Self Reflect with Lex. This is season 2, episode 3, and I have a special guest. I have Q the Problem.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
And we're about to get the male perspective on this part 2 of why hoes be winning.
I'm just saying.
So, you've already listened to the first podcast.
I listened to the first podcast. And I feel a way, man. I feel like the men have something to say, and I'm here to say it. So, you know.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. So, I'm going to ask you the first question I asked the OG. You feel me?
Okay. Shout out to OG, first of all.
What is the real reason hoes be winning? Like, why?
Man, there's so many answers to that. Like, I feel, and the men are going to feel me on this. There's so many answers to why the hoes is winning. But okay. At the same time, I'm not sure if it's necessarily the hoes winning. It's just like the bad guys ain't necessarily winning. You feel me?
So, boom. That was my next question. Like, do you think hoes be winning? Like, in all honesty, like, if we really think about it, do they be winning? Or is it just how we perceive it?
And it's definitely a perception thing. Because you got to think, everybody wants somebody.
True.
Everybody wants somebody, right? So, when we talk about hoes winning, what's winning?
Ah, see, you hit it on the head.
You hear
see,
me?
I was waiting for the OG to do that last week, but you see, she kind of old. She wasn't quick on her feet.
Look, winning and being perceived as winning is two totally different things. So I would say that the perception is hoes winning, but hoes ain't being kept. Hoes ain't being nurtured or advanced. Hoes is being treated like hoes, and they just so happen to last a little bit longer than the good girls. But that's the same as the good guys not being able to last as long as the bad guys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So I guess my question is, the reason we think they're winning, right? The reason that in our mind they're winning is because you said they last longer. In our minds, they're getting a ring. You know what I'm saying? So what is it that they're doing that the good girls are not doing in order to seal the ring?
And this is what I was talking to my homie about a little bit earlier. Like, there is a certain amount of girls that think they this quote-unquote good girls.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, y'all got it so deep in y'all mind that y'all got to have this or that or that or this, that y'all looking over the people that's actually going to treat y'all like y'all say y'all want to be treated.
So, boom. This is the conversation that most people didn't hear because I had to edit it. Like I said, had to. Mama started name dropping. I couldn't have that. But we did touch on that. And I'm so happy that you brought it up because I wasn't able to share it last week. But what I did say was the reason we feel like, oh, you know, we're getting looked over, oh, we're this good person, is because we have good qualities, right?
Facts.
But
big
the
buts.
Reason
big buts.
We don't go for the quote-unquote good guy that's treating us right is because 9 times out of 10, we feel like he's not going to be exciting in certain areas.
See, and I'm starting to think, female, that's y'all excuses. But in reality, what I've seen, I ain't saying I'm the good guy. But from what I've seen, y'all don't like to be challenged.
Oh, no.
Y'all don't like
so
to
you,
be challenged.
So you know I'm a different breed altogether.
Look, so talking about individuals and talking about women as a breed, as a whole, what I'm seeing most of the time is when them women find this quote-unquote boring guy, it's not because he's boring. It's because he's not a challenge to you. He's not something for you to fix. He's not a toy that's been broken that needs your help.
You're claiming we're healers.
Y'all want to be this nurturer, and y'all want to be this person that be like, man, I did this. Have you ever seen, what's that movie? 2 Can Play That Game.
Yeah. Of course, it's a classic, man.
You know, when old girl went to go get his teeth fixed,
yes.
And she did all of this.
She got Bobby Brown together, do you hear me?
But if she would have found him as Bobby Brown, would she have treated him the same?
No, he would have
challenged her to be better.
But
women don't want to be challenged to be better. They don't want to look in that reflection.
But
and be
what's
like,
crazy is, okay, so boom. Even though we help a nigga get where he need to be, right? And that might be a goal for us, right? To achieve that. Why is it that when the nigga get where he's supposed to be, he forget the person that started shooting with him in the gym? Like, Why is it that when you came up, now all of a sudden yo rock the person that was holding you down when you ain't have shit, when you ain't look like shit, when you was out here not doing shit?
Because y'all with these dudes that are flawed. That's what I'm saying. He was flawed from the jump.
So it's the people we choosing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, man.
So, you know, me and the OG, we touched on that. Man. We definitely said that it was the people that we tend to choose.
And this is an idea that I've come up with. Human beings are attracted to things that are not good for them.
True.
Like True. Cigarettes or bungee jumping, anything. Anything silly. Anything
that's
silly.
That white people shit.
Factuals.
I love the white folks now. Don't get this twisted. Factuals. We don't want y'all to think we racially hating on
let's
her.
Be honest. It's things y'all do we won't. But anyway, we won't keep it there. What I'm saying is, it's just certain things that women and males, this ain't just the females, because I know me personally, once again, I am attracted to things that aren't best for me.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
I'm attracted to these crazy females knowing damn well I don't need her breaking my windows, but dang, man, she bad. I know she wild, but shit.
You feel me?
It's always something that's stuck, you know what I mean? So I just think females as a whole, y'all say y'all got this imaginary dude in y'all head, but in reality, y'all don't want that fucking dude. And when y'all find that dude, you're like, he's fucking boring. Why is he so boring? Why is he doing what I need him to do all the time? Why is he... You don't want that. You want exciting. You want... he just now randomly went upside my head, but I love him. Like...
So, hold on. Now, wait a minute. I'm
telling y'all, man.
So, what is... So, I understand that, you know, we want... Nobody wants somebody that nobody else wants. Let's be clear on that. And I understand that we all want the person that's no good for us. Because 9 times out of 10, the person that's no good for us is, I'ma just keep it 100, fucking us right. Man, 9 times out of 10.
I'm convinced that sex plays a big part. But sex ain't it, man. Like,
I mean, nah, sex
people
ain't...
People are attracted to toxicity.
Sex ain't the end-all, be-all. You see what I'm saying? Toxicity, yes. That is a major key.
I know females that done went 2 years without sex. So you can't tell me she getting some good dick and all of a sudden things change.
I ain't gonna lie, though. You know females are easily dickmatized. Let's be clear.
I would say basic female. No offense, but there's a lot of basic women that are dickmatized. You know
True.
What I'm saying?
True.
You might be dickmatized, but there's a whole lot of shit behind that dick that you just... So happen to be feeling, you feel me?
It's the toxic shit.
Yeah, the toxic shit.
The toxic shit.
They fuck the shit out of me and we argue all night. Like, what? Y'all want something to brag to y'all female friends that y'all don't like about. Y'all want this, y'all want that. Y'all want a whole lot of shit that y'all don't need. Which is why marriage is downfalling right now. Our generation... is not getting married.
So
they don't believe in marriage.
Does not believe in marriage at all, and it's crazy to me.
But I feel like that's why the toxic shows, the internet,
so
OnlyFans,
social media, and the media in general play a big part in the perception of why people don't want to get married, because they see all these things on TV or they hear all this stuff on the radio, and they be like, "Why would I want to do that?"
See,
but. Speaking from experience, because you know I've been married.
Yes.
Even though it was in name only. I say that a lot, and there's a reason. But I've been married, and you've seen me in committed relationships.
I have.
And y'all know that I'm a relationship person, because I be in them relationships for long periods of time.
Dead serious, too.
I am. Her? I'm
the problem. I don't play them type numbers.
I cut everybody off.
I love you, baby. No, I'm just playing. Look.
That's why I call you the problem, though. See what I'm saying? You be starting shit.
Look, the problem, a.k.a. the issue. You hear me?
But you know, you've been knowing me for a long-ass time. You
factuals,
know, we go
factuals.
Way back. And everybody that knows me knows I'm genuine. I'm going to keep it all the way 1,000. I don't sugarcoat shit. You might not like how I put shit. But another thing about me is I'm very caring and I'm very affectionate. So if you got me, I got you. And I feel like I've proven that, whether it's a friend, a relationship,
a lot
whatever.
Of females don't believe in that. A lot of people in relationships could end that relationship off a like or him sharing the wrong thing.
True.
Like, if your relationship can end off him liking somebody's picture or him sharing something or him commenting on something or him just having a friend that he supports, like, you know, I support you in almost everything you do, even if I'm not able to be there, whatever the case may be.
Facts. Like, and if, I appreciate it.
You know, it's honey. You feel me? Anyway, but if any female I'm with has a problem with me supporting female friends, especially when it's not like somebody I've been fucking or somebody I've been hanging with.
When it's strictly platonic.
It's strictly just a friendship.
Right.
If you got a problem with him having friends, you have a problem with him living.
Hell, you got a problem with yourself. That is an insecurity, baby.
But
that you need to deal with.
They've normalized insecurities.
That's because they have people around them telling them that that shit is okay. And I'm not gonna lie. I have people around me to tell me half the shit I do is okay, and I know it ain't. Like, I know. I be like, deep down, I be like, bitch, I know what I'm doing is not right.
That is not it.
But since you're my friend, you feel me? You gonna back this shit. You gonna co-sign it, put your stamp on
and
it.
That's the problem. Like, that's the problem. Instead of empowering the negativity or the toxic behaviors of our friends, if you really want to be a friend, tell them they're wrong.
Yeah.
Tell them that's not it. Tell them to do better. Like, it's too often that we feel like our friends are the people that support our negative ideas and our negative behaviors. In reality, a friend is somebody that you have a lifetime bond with that can tell you, nah, you fucked up, dog.
Right.
You fucked up. But a lot of people ain't there, which is why marriage is down, which is why friendships is down. It's just all fucked up.
And I think everybody wants something to come easy to them. Facts. They don't want to work for it. Like, friendships take time. You know what I'm saying? Relationships, bonds, those take time. You're not going to see eye to eye every fucking rip. And nobody believes in second chances no more either. Sometimes you do have to take a break.
I don't have real friends that I haven't said fuck you to. Like, if
that's what I'm saying.
Like, if I haven't told you directly to your face,
F you.
Fuck you. Like, we're not friends. And I need you to understand, we're not friends.
Because
like,
there has been a time or two where you was like, fuck me. And I was like, hold on now. Because
hey,
if it's fuck me, it's fuck you. You better say it.
But we have to have that relationship where you understand just because I'm mad at you in this moment, that doesn't mean that we're not friends. Like, if I can't, and I tell my girl this all the time, like, I want to hear your truth. Even if I don't like it.
So, I have noticed that within our generation, communication is a big deal, dog. Like, nobody wants to communicate.
Listen to me.
To the females, to the niggas, nobody want to communicate. Like, everybody's just shut off. Nobody wants to express
themselves. I'll take that back to what we was talking about, why hoes is winning. Communication is big. When we don't have to communicate, we don't have to do nothing, why wouldn't I be with a hoe? She's satisfying me physically. I don't have to give her too much, but money. Everything's physical. Everything's not mental. They don't have to connect on a mental level. She's free. I'm free. We having sex. We spending money. We having a good time. I don't plan on getting married. So, the fuck?
Okay. A little eye opener.
Nah, but real deal. A big reason good women are losing and good men is just because they feel like they have to live by their own standards. Like, I know there's women that are that feel like a man has to pay for everything, feels like a man's supposed to do this, that, and the other.
Gender roles.
Yeah, and there's men that feel the same way, gender roles. We got to get rid of that. We get into a point in the world where women can do whatever, men can do whatever. Support your man the same way you want to be supported.
It's supposed to be a partnership.
And it's not a partnership.
It's not.
It's a, damn, he's supposed to do this. Why ain't he do that? Or she's supposed to do this. Why don't she do that? Like, it don't work.
So what is it that men really want, though? Like, what is it that y'all really want from us?
See, and that's a hard question to answer because every man is different. Every man wants something different from his female. Me, personally, I just want a back rub and some head. But that's me.
honesty, you gotta love it.
You hear me? But every man don't want that. You know, some men, they just want somebody to talk to. Some men just want somebody to hold the gun for them. Some men just...
Yeah, listen, I ain't talking no gun. You know, I can't be taking no... You know, I got charges of my own.
I can't be taking the extra one.
Every man has his own identifier when it comes to his woman. Because as a man, you got to recognize... There's a saying. You don't know what kind of man you are until you know what type of woman you are. I mean, what kind of woman you want. Or if you even want a woman. If you gay, you don't know who you are until you know you gay. You feel me?
I mean, that's true. Now, shout out to the LGBTQ community.
I always forget some letters, but shout out to y'all.
Because, you know, I kind of stumbled there. I don't know if you peeped that.
Yeah,
but,
I just say the alphabet, but I
have some friends, you know, and they be like, oh, I knew I was gay when I was, you know, about Nigel's age. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm just like, damn, you knew that early?
Well, look, I have a cousin, and we knew he was gay at a very, very young age. Shout out my mans. He or woman. I'm not really good with identifying.
Is he trans?
Yeah, I think he's trans.
Okay.
But I'm not really good with identifying anybody for what they are or none of that. I've never been schooled on that, so I try not to do any of that. But we knew at a young age that he was gay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you could just tell. You feel me?
Right.
And I'm happy that he finally got to accept that. His family accepts him. He's still a real one. He'll still beat you up. And I'll still call him if y'all want that beat.
Yeah. They got them hands for days. Listen, I ain't going up against none of...
Hey.
I ain't no punk, though. So don't try me.
They done had to fight a lot harder than we done had to fight.
All my life, I had to fight. I don't want you to be out here on your harpo and see me and all that. Hey. Listen.
Hey, I don't want none of that. It's just how people perceive things and how it's taken. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
So, what are some things that we, when I say we, I mean male, female, you know, can do to change the narrative?
First, we have to accept the narrative. And I feel like this goes to the black and white. Almost all the problems that's going on in the world is because people are blind to the fact that it's going on. Racism isn't going to stop until people recognize you're racist, okay?
Right.
Just like this whole thing ain't going to stop. Like, hoes is going to continue to win until we realize, look, them is the hoes, them is the good girls. But the good girls need to understand you can't expect him to do everything for you. You can't expect him to be who your daddy was, who your daddy wasn't, what you seen on TV.
So I definitely think that for the good women out there, we do be soul searching or trying to fill a void or a trauma that happened previously.
Facts.
So it's harder.
The biggest thing I will tell y'all, the biggest thing, and I know it seems so simple, let it go. You cannot go into a relationship.
Right.
You cannot go into a relationship and expect it to work and you're unhappy with yourself trying to be happy with someone else.
Facts.
And as simple as that is not fucking easy.
It's easier said than done.
It's definitely easier said than done. And people take it with a grain of salt when they hear it.
They do. Because I've definitely been battling with my past traumas. I've really been trying to figure out what is wrong with me. And I have come to a determination that my daddy play a part, mama play a part. But I don't want to put the blame on them. Yeah. Because even though they played a part, it was up to me as an adult to let it go and not carry it into my adulthood.
And that's a lot of things. I mean, that's big.
And that's hard
for people
to break.
Yeah,
because
it's big.
You grew up with that. So that's your mentality. But sometimes we have to break cycles.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they no longer have control of who you are. Who are you perceived to be? At the end of the day, you have to take control and be like, okay, this is who I want to be. And I have to take strides to be that person. Nobody's going to be that person for you. Your mama and daddy wasn't there. That's sad.
Y'all got a sad story.
Nah, and that's the real truth. Everybody think their story is worse than somebody else. Well, I've been through this. I've been through that. Yeah, that's cute.
But in all honesty, everybody's story, everybody's journey is pretty much the same. We all got struggles.
Stop wearing it on your face. Stop wearing it on your shoulders. And stop letting everybody see your struggles. I shouldn't be able to walk up to you and be like, damn, you struggling. You feel me? Like...
You looking like what you meant to
look. Look, don't do that.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie, it's been a time.
It's a couple people that I know, I just be like,
Key. That's a message. What makes you happy? Tap into that shit. A bunch of people don't want to tap into that because they feel like somebody else is going to make them happy. But like we said earlier, you can't be happy with somebody else if you're not happy with yourself.
Facts. So to answer your question, why hoes winning? Because they doing what makes them happy. They're happy with themselves. Even if they hoes, they happy with being hoes.
You know what? I ain't never.
They happy with being hoes. You feel me?
Hey. So basically, if I want to go out here throw this yonderless something around.
You better throw that shit. You heard me.
Throw it on back, you feel me?
I don't recommend it because I'm not joining anybody's OnlyFans. If your OnlyFans costs more than $5,
I'm not joining.
It better be some Marvel on that motherfucker. You hear me?
I'm not joining anybody's OnlyFans.
You hear me?
Listen, it's hard out here. COVID done hit. I'm struggling as is. Hell.
And I can see you twerk on your Instagram.
Facts
so.
For the freak. Instagram, Snapchat, hell, y'all be doing the most. Y'all be putting on shows.
Nah, but everybody wants attention. Everybody wants that. Hoes are literally have it in their mind. I want money. I'm going after it. They want to see my body. I'm showing it.
True.
And that's just the mindset. If everybody thought like hoes, everybody might be winning.
But it goes back to the point that you made earlier. What is everybody's definition of winning?
Facts.
Because my definition of winning is something different. Your definition of winning is something different.
I told you what I want.
So, you know, winning
just want to back
is a mindset.
That's it. Back
you know what I'm saying? So, in all actuality, are they really winning? Because if I look
in their head, they
in their head, they are winning.
They winning.
In certain, and outside looking in, they might be winning. But like the OG said, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Facts.
Either. So, like...
And they not wearing it on their face.
They not. Or they might be. You know, Maybelline.
It's a couple people.
You know, Maybelline.
Well, I ain't gonna judge. I ain't saying no names. You said no names. I ain't saying no names.
We don't name drop. Okay? I don't want nobody being like, ooh, Lex and Q was out here talking about you.
No. If I was talking about you, you felt that. I ain't have to say your name, and you're the problem.
Because okay? Now you running up on us at random spots. Like I said before, I ain't no punk.
Look,
I will fight you.
Look, fighting's out the window. It's 2021. I ain't got to say what's going to happen, but it'll happen. You better watch it.
Watch yourself. But you wreck yourself out here. We bout that action, and that's real.
I ain't say nothing. You hear me?
But we ain't trying to fight y'all.
No, we ain't trying to fight. Good facts.
Last question I have, and then if you got some questions for me, you know I'm open.
You hear me?
What does love truly look like?
Love is hard to paint a picture of, but when I think of love, I think about my grandmother and my grandfather, how they might not never be in the room together, but every time you seen them, they was happy. For that whole 30 years that I seen them, every time I seen
shout
them.
Shout out to grandparents.
To the grandparents.
That had those loving, lasting relationships.
And that's what makes me want to get married. I ain't going to even lie to y'all. Every time I think about love, I just think about me being annoyed with my wife and her still cooking for me and making my plate. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing like somebody that love you when they hate you.
That old school shit.
You hear me?
That Luther Vandross type love. That
I'm just
Marvin
saying.
Gaye, that Al Green.
They don't know nothing about that.
They not ready.
You hear me? No, but that's love. That's love to me. Everybody got their own version of it, but I feel like love is loving somebody through their flaws. Because we all got them. And every time we thinking about it, it seems like everybody's talking about, well, I got this flaw. How can you love me? Loving somebody is through their flaws.
Right.
Through their flaws.
You have to be there on good days, bad days, rain or shine. Rain or shine. You know what I'm saying? And like I said earlier, I feel like this generation is just so adamant. They can't stand the rain. You feel me? They don't know nothing about no new edition.
They wasn't
with them shooting in the gym.
Not even a little bit. They
ain't even at the Bobby Brown with every little step I take type shit. You digs. Like, These niggas ain't even trying to. We got something in common, Bobby and Whitney.
Not like. Even a little bit. Come on, man. I was just talking about. Shout out Whitney. Amen.
Rest in peace.
You hear me?
Anyways, everybody just wants something so quick. And yeah. I'm just like, yo, why is it that y'all want it so quickly? When growing up, my friendships didn't just come like that. You know what I'm saying? I had to work on them hoes.
I got about 10 friends. And they all 15 plus. Well, 12 plus. 12 years plus. I still talk to them. We done moved to different cities. Moved to different parts of the city. We all got families and stuff now. Everybody's raising them. And them is my niggas. Day one.
That's what I'm saying. And the day ones is hard to come by. You know, La Familia. Shout out to y'all. Because y'all
we
been
out
with,
here. We out here.
We been
here.
Rocking for years now. Yeah,
we out like, here. We out here. We out here. We out here.
Shout out to my bestie out in Cali. She know who she is.
Facts.
Diva since diapers. Like I said, them friendships is hard to come back.
Look,
and I know I get on her nerves.
And that's what really is the bonds, the big bonds that you need. The people you can call and they tell you, bro, you dead motherfucking wrong. You a piece of shit. And you need to fix your ways, right. Fix what you're doing. Like, some of my closest friends done told me my biggest flaws, and I've literally just went to the drawing board and was like, all right, I need to fix myself. My homie done really told me about myself, and he's motherfucking right. I need to fix myself. And it's been female friends and male friends, so on and so forth. But those relationships is the ones that make real people, and those relationships is the ones to cherish.
Facts. Facts, because you're not going to come by them again.
Some Once people never gone, get them.
That's true too.
Hey, but
and if you have them, you're blessed. So hold on.
I feel like the people that never get them, you need to look in the mirror. It's probably you. But
that's a fact.
I'm gonna leave that there. I'm gonna leave that there.
You because know you know what I'm saying? Maybe it is y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't pointing the fingers, but my elbows out. You hear me?
Cause something wrong with you, but you ain't hear that from us though. That's just the word on the street.
I heard it from somebody that heard it from somebody else.
You feel me on the block? Yeah. Of and they told
me about it, and yeah, you need to fix that.
But love for me, it definitely looks and feels old school. It definitely looks.
And that's something I heard y'all talking about on the last one. Just that old school love and old school feeling. I feel like there's no old school nowadays. The music and the vibes and how people stinking and everybody's out for themselves. And like the girl that I'm messing with right now, I know her favorite roses. I know her favorite candy. And we ain't done too much, but at the end of the day, people don't care about your favorite flower no more. People
Hell,
ain't.
Half the time people don't even listen when you talk. Let's be clear. I done had a couple conversations. You go back and be like, what I say? They be like, huh? Nigga, you ain't heard a word I said.
But that speaks to the volume of the character. Nowadays, people's like, oh, he cute. Yeah, he don't listen. He ain't really that smart. He don't pay me no attention.
But see, mama did touch on that. She said, y'all just be like, ooh, he cute. Let's fuck. Like, I want to be with him. And she was like, y'all just so quick, boy. Look, like, y'all quick.
and then have the nerve to wait the third date like you ain't won't fuck him when you seen him. Like, what?
She be like, that's how y'all just say that.
Like, come on, man. And that's what I'm saying. With the males, it's hard for us to treat y'all with respect when you're not
respecting yourself.
Like, what? She threw that ass back and I wasn't supposed to catch it? The fuck?
I mean, sometimes that's all we do want to do now. Let's be clear.
And sometimes I'm going to catch that motherfucker like I'm out here in the outfield. Shit. We going to get that shit. Touchdown. You hear me?
But yeah, love for me, my perception of love is going to be different from most. And we all know that because, like I said, I'm a different breed altogether.
Lex is definitely different. I know a couple in on that level, but at the end of the day, it's definitely levels to this shit, and there's different females for different settings. That, and that's just the reality that there's women that are meant to be married, meant to be wives, but even y'all have bad taste in men.
I definitely agree. You know my taste is definitely bad. I definitely done had some bad fish. I should have threw back.
I've been trying to coach her, but she don't listen because I'm the problem.
Because I'm hard headed too.
Yeah, I got issues.
So y'all know I'm stubborn. Y'all know I'm real stubborn. And once I set my mind on something, y'all know I'm on go.
And that's what it is, though.
Like, I'm on go.
Intelligent women sometimes are so lost in the fact that they done put it together themselves and they done had to do all this stuff themselves that the independence is almost your downfall. It's just like men with their pride. That pride is almost your downfall. There's some men that literally have been getting killed in these streets just because they didn't know when to say, all right, it ain't even...
When to fold them.
Yeah, it ain't even
you
that much.
You to hold them.
You know what I'm saying?
To fold them.
It ain't even that much, bro. It was $5. You gonna go kill it? Let it go. You feel me? Let it go.
You already tripping over 50 cents.
Let it go. And that's what I'm saying. Women are the same way, but it's with their independence. They feel like,
I
do it all on myself. He said, I did what? Man, I got this. Man, like, sometimes we got to listen to other people and understand we are not always right.
I agree that I'm not always right.
Nah, shit.
And it'd be hard for me to admit that.
Y'all heard that voice. Look.
It'd be hard for me to admit that.
Soon she get off her, he got me fucked up.
The nigga never have. Now, for real, I'm not. I can be real with myself. I know for a fact that I'm not always right, and it's hard for me to admit that because in my mind, y'all know I want to be right. Y'all know. I want to be right so bad, and I want to prove them wrong so bad. But in all actuality, I know there's been times where I have been at fault, where I have been the blame. And I can honestly admit that and be like, you know what? I was fucked up in that situation and maybe I could have handled it a little different.
But ain't nothing worse than you being wrong when you're upset. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're upset, you don't want to just be like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Like, bro, what? No, it's fuck you and everything you stand for. And I ain't mean to say it, but it's already out there now. So now what?
You know. Because when I'm mad, I'm mad. And at the end of the day, when I'm mad, I tend to hit below the belt. And I know that's a flaw.
That's 90% of women.
Like, you should not do that.
That's 90% of women. And y'all need to take a penance. Like, y'all need to go to church and pray about this.
Listen.
Because for real.
We should not do that.
For real, I done got my feelings hurt. Hey, I'll be like,
mouth
man,
bad.
Is that where you took it?
Yeah, that's where I took it.
Is that where it went?
It went there.
Off bacon? I told you I was going to make that play.
It went there and a little deeper. And now you crying in the corner trying to figure out where it went wrong. Because, nigga, did she just touch my soul?
Hey. Ain't nothing worse than you having a real conversation with somebody and 2 months later, they bring it up because they mad.
Hey, they wasn't real from the jump if they do that shit, though.
Hey.
On some real shit.
Hey.
Like, if you tell me something in confidence, for me to get mad and break and blow it up in your face, I was hating or I wasn't a real motherfucker from the jump.
I've seen it.
Like, I wasn't a real motherfucker from
the
jump.
I've seen it.
Because for me, I would never throw something so personal and so deep up at you. Mad or not mad, I'm not gonna go that far. Now, I do get a little outside the box.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot of these females, especially if you trying to be a good dude or whatever the case may be, when they only got so much on you, it's just like a hater. When they only got so much on you, it's like, I gotta dig deep.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I gotta throw that spade out.
Yeah, I gotta do something.
I gotta throw that spade.
You got me messed up.
I gotta trump this nigga.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You got me messed up. I'm throwing it out.
But honestly, that I feel like for our generation, that's part of where our downfall is too. Because everybody wants to throw the dirt out there. Somebody always wants to one up a nigga. Like, why can't you just be like, you know what, you won this round? Because true love will be like, you won this round.
True love is like, it was rare back in the day. But you know what I'm saying? People was willing to work on it a little bit more. True love now, that shit right there, nigga, that shit rare.
One thing my auntie told me before she passed away was the reason her marriage worked is because neither one of them decided that the other one was right or wrong. They just agreed to disagree and made up and moved forward.
And that's a big thing because nowadays, like I said, it's pride and independence in the way. I'm right. you wrong. Everything ain't about right and wrong. It's right. It's just like 6'9". If you turn 6'9" upside down, it's still 6'9".
Right.
It's just the view that you're looking at it.
Right. And everybody wants to get their point of view across. But it's hard to get a point of view across when, A, you're dealing with the wrong motherfucker to begin with.
Factuals.
B, it's one thing to listen. It's another thing to comprehend. Everybody's comprehension level ain't there. So we can sit here all day and say communication is key. But if you're communicating and they not comprehending.
I'm about to start dancing and speaking in tongues. Say it again. What'd you say?
If you communicating and they not comprehending, you wasting your time and your breath. Man,
I'm over here dancing and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because I could sit here and tell you all day what it is I like, don't like. You feel me? What it is I want you to do. What I don't want you to do. And you could be like, okay, Lexia, I heard you. But you didn't comprehend it, though.
And what kills me is people, there are people that really think hearing something and comprehending something is the same thing. If I tell you something and you repeat what you just said to me after I just now told you why, you didn't hear what I said. I mean, you wasn't comprehending what I was saying. Yeah, you might have heard me say it.
Right.
But you still thinking what you thinking. That's like, you asked me why I ain't cleaned the sink out. I said, well, you rushed me to get out of there. And you had all the towels. I literally had to leave before I could get in there again. So why didn't you clean the sink out? You ain't hear what I said, Hope? Like,
I heard what you said.
Yeah, you heard it.
But it didn't make no sense to me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's just, once again, that's just that generational gap that a lot of people just feel like they got to be right. They got to tell you what they saying and what they thinking. And they not really, people talk. Well, they listen to respond. They don't listen to listen.
True. Everybody's listening to respond. Nobody's listening to listen.
So what'd you say so I can say what I'm about to say?
Right.
Like, what?
Instead of just taking it in and being like, you know what? I hear you and I'm going to do better. Because that's another thing. Like, people are quick to be like, oh, I'm sorry. Because they feel like an apology will fix things. But what's an apology without change behavior? Feel me?
I'm about to start dancing again.
Like, if we apologizing, I'm going to need for you to change the behavior that follows.
Yeah, so what's the point of apologizing if you got to apologize tomorrow?
Right. You going to continue to do the same thing. There was no point in you telling me sorry.
Yeah. You might as well say, this is me.
Right. And been like, this is me. So what's up? You know what I'm saying? You going to deal or you going to step? And let me make the decision on whether I'm a deal or if I'm a step. Now, depending on what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a step.
I might deal.
You hear me? I'm a step. They're going to think I'm on the step team. You hear me? I ain't even with that.
Like I said, I'm all for giving people second chances and, you know, trying to figure some shit out because I do believe in right person, wrong time.
I believe in second chances. I don't believe in third, fourth, or fifth.
So I'm getting to that point because y'all know, for me, it's usually like baseball, 3 strikes you out. But I'm starting to eliminate that 3rd strike because at the end of the day, we are all grown motherfuckers. And on the second time, you knew exactly
what the fuck. We already done had this conversation.
Like, you knew. So there's no need to be a third. Now, growing up, you could have had a third. You could have had a 3rd strike.
Yeah, you ain't know no better. You feel me? I barely knew I didn't like it.
But now that I'm older, you get 2 times the fuck. Like, you get 1 time to fuck up. That was shame on me. The second time, shame on you.
I didn't let you know. Yeah, first time, shame on me. I didn't let you know that this is a problem.
Right.
Second time, shame on you. Third time, it's over, bro. Like,
we ain't even got to play this game no more.
You're not even understanding what I'm saying.
Right. Like, we ain't even got to play this game no more.
I might as well be dating the wall. Like, it's not even.
You playing with my emotions, Smokey.
Facts. Big facts.
We ain't even got that type of time.
See, so let me ask you this. You asked me about women and what's like a main thing that we looking for. What are y'all women looking for? And I know y'all always say the same old nonsense, but
what's the same old nonsense
y'all looking for? A guy that treats y'all right and cares about y'all feelings and listens and a whole lot of nonsense that y'all really don't fucking want. Let's be honest.
So if I'm gonna be honest, I can't speak for other females. You see what I'm saying? what I'm looking for is a life partner. Ooh. And when I say a life partner, I'm looking for somebody who's going to have my back through thick and thin. And I have they back through thick and thin. Right, wrong, indifferent. You going to ride with me in public, behind doors.
Hold up, stop. Because she had to say
in public. In public. Hey, I don't want you to be like, I fuck with Lex behind closed doors. But when we get in public, you be like, ooh, I don't really know her.
What type of niggas is you messing with,
my nigga? Listen, I've had it happen. I've had it happen. And this is what I'm saying. You know, just like I know.
Yeah.
That I'm what? One of the realest. And I hate saying that because people be like, well, if you real, you ain't got to say you real. But people that know me know that that's just what it is. That's on period. I don't care.
It's Q2 real in the building. That's all I got to say about it. But... I feel what you're saying. Like, real is almost a lifestyle. I gotta be real with myself before I can even be real with you.
Right.
So, me knowing that I'm real shouldn't bother you just because I'm letting you know, like, look.
This is me.
Because I know a lot of times I gotta prepare people for how blunt I'm gonna be.
Right.
Like, that's probably why I got some of the same friends all my life. And Lex think I'm a problem because... I'm going to say it. I ain't got time to play with you.
No, he's a problem because he be starting shit.
I finish it too. Anyway.
But back to, so boom. I want somebody that's going to rock with me in front of others, behind closed doors. I want a partnership. Like, it don't have to be you doing everything or me doing 50-50. And when I say 50-50, you ain't got it, I got it. If I ain't got it, you got it.
That's a team, and a lot of people want to play this individual game of one-on-one or one-on-five and want to be ball hogs and feel like...
What I'm saying is that this week I can be the coach, but next week I'll let you do the coaching, you feel me? Every coach needs an assistant.
Gang, gang.
You feel me?
Gang, gang.
And at the end of the day, I'm no longer looking for a team. Now, I will have a team until somebody want to step up into the position. Because I am dating properly nowadays. I used to just date one person and put all my eggs in one basket, and then that basket would fall. So, shorty, you feel me?
I don't even like eggs. I'm all about the sausage, and I just give it out. Crying. I cook just enough where everybody gets some. You hear me?
I'm crying. But no, like, I am starting to date properly because I was just, you know, ooh, I like this one person, so I'm giving my all to this one person, and now they let me down, and I'm just like, well, damn. I done spent all this time.
And I'm still in that. Me, personally, I'm one of those, and I'm probably too much. I don't usually talk about my dating life because it ain't none of y'all been in. But,
it really ain't, though.
But when I'm messing with somebody, I like to think that it's a future in it. I don't want to mess with nobody that ain't no future in. I don't believe in wasting my time with somebody I don't see a future in. So, if I'm messing with you and I see that future, I don't mind cutting off everybody because I probably didn't see a future in them anyway.
True.
Having fun and me seeing a future in somebody is different for me. So, when I see a future with you, I don't mind giving you my time and attention. I won't give you much of it, though. That's my thing.
So, I have a problem of giving too much time.
See? I don't believe in too much time.
See?
And when we first start talking...
And I'm starting to fall back off the time aspect.
You gotta earn. You gotta earn it. Like, I'm not...
Because...
I'm a treasure, baby.
Facts. So, I ain't gonna lie to you. This past weekend was an eye-opener for multiple reasons. But one thing that was stated this past weekend was... I had asked this dude that, you know, I'm kind of...
She got a little thing going on, you feel me?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I'll say that. I don't know what that was. Sorry, y'all. Distractions. So, there's this person, that I'm feeling. I can be honest with myself. Like, I like them. I would like to see it go somewhere else. But I understand that they have certain things that they are currently dealing with, right?
Yeah.
So, in the past, I would try to stick around, you know, try to wait it out until they see where it is they want to go with it. New Lex is like, I ain't waiting around, bro. See,
And that, and at that point, I, me personally, I got to figure out if it's even worth it.
Right.
I definitely was in that same situation. And I wouldn't say I'm in that situation right now. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But I feel like if I see a future with you and I really believe in that future, as if only I believe and we at that point in the relationship, I would want you to be there for me.
True. But for me to believe in a future, you have to show me that you believe in one.
Facts.
And I feel like,
yeah, for me to believe in it, I gotta already know you believe in it.
Right. I haven't seen that side from him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I feel like in his mind right now, it's just like, it's cool if we link, it's cool if we don't. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
hey, and this is a message to the females, man. I know you talking about a male thing right now. A lot of y'all females be mad that we not chasing. But y'all not giving us no reason to chase.
So boom.
And I'm not speaking to your situation directly. Cause it sounds like it's the opposite. But I've seen it a lot of times where females just expect, like, he ain't texting me good morning, he ain't texting this or calling or doing none of this. It is not our job to chase you.
So let's be clear that I would like to be chased. I've never, so
it's hard to chase a woman that's not showing us she wanted to be. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's cool to chase a female, but at the same time, that we need y'all to understand, if you run too fucking fast, I'm gonna lose you.
True. Now, I don't be sprinting, I be jogging. So,
oh shit, I'm out of shape. So, can we do a fast walk? High pace?
I be jogging, you catch up. But what I'm saying is like, I'm one of them females that, if you show interest, I reciprocate. Whatever I ask you for, I can reciprocate. And that's just 100. It's been proven. The proof is in the pudding. Like,
she making pudding and shit.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Banana cream pie. Anyways, you know, I get the cake for you. Anyways.
Oh, shout out Rihanna. Cake. You hear me?
What I'm saying is that anything I ask for from a man that I am interested in, I can reciprocate. So if I'm asking you for time, I can reciprocate time. If I'm asking you for sex, I can reciprocate sex.
Shout out sex.
If I'm asking you to just hang out with me, talk to me on the phone, text me, I can reciprocate all that. You text me in the morning, I text you right back. You text me in the afternoon, I text you right back.
I feel like, and that's probably one of my problems. I'm not of just generation. I'm one of those, you text me, when I see it, I'm texting back. Like, I'm not no 3-4 hour text. I got to be busy. Because I'm one of those multitaskers.
Yeah.
So I got to be dumb busy for me not to text back. Like, or not be able to buy my phone or something like that.
So if I'm at work, of course, like, I'm busy. Pretty much busy at work. But if I'm not at work, if I'm just at home, if I'm not texting you back, take that as a sign of I'm not interested. But if I'm interested in you, of course I want to hear from you. Of course I want to communicate. I want to FaceTime. I want to do all those things. But if you're not showing me that that's something that you want with me, then I'm going to move on. You see what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I feel like it's not my loss, it's yours.
And I feel like this is just a game that this generation has forced on us.
Man.
And it's a norm now. I'm going to tell y'all like this. I don't know. When I get a girl's number, I don't know if I'm supposed to wait to text, if I'm supposed to text that day, the next day.
So let me tell you something.
I got so many useless numbers in my phone.
So let me tell you something. If you get her number and you feel like you want to start a connection with her, go ahead and text her that day. Don't wait until the next day and be like, oh, I was thinking about you. I get it. Y'all be like, I don't want to text her that day because it make me seem thirsty. But no, it makes you seem interested. And that's just coming from.
It just depends on what girl you get numbers from. Man, don't listen to her. She don't know no better. Because some of these females call you thirsty just for looking too long.
Again, I feel like you should be a good judgment of character when you get her number.
What?
Like, how, in what aspect, in what setting did you get her number? That's number one.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Because if you was out here at the club, thotting and bopping, talking 3 a.m, talking about, let me get your number, then nigga, yeah, you thirsty as fuck, bitch. I know what it is that you want. I ain't slow. It's 3 a.m. And we all lick it up.
So I should text you at 3:30 is what you're saying.
No, in that sense, you know what I'm saying? If it was more than just a hit it and quit it like a booty call. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jamie Foxx and them. You know what I'm saying? If it was gonna be more than just a booty call, like you really wanted to get to know them, then in that aspect,
I ain't talking about serious. I'm talking about the booty calls. When I text them.
Oh, if we just talk about booty calls, then yeah. You met me at 3:30, baby. 3:30, baby. I don't know what you thought. 3:30. Otherwise, this ass is gonna be sleep, and you gonna be out here with blue balls or something. I don't know, but
Hey.
If you was just trying to get,
I got the answers for y'all.
You feel me? If you was just trying to get it popping, like literally get it popping. We met at the club. It's 3 a.m. You trying to get my number? You trying to smash? If that's what I'm on that night, hit me at 3:30, because if that's what I'm on that night, you might get lucky that night.
Don't hit her at 3:30. Leave with her.
You can try that too now. You running a risk with that. You want to know why?
Why?
Because her friends.
Oh shoot!
Blockers.
Friends who?
The friends are blockers.
Ain't no offensive line like
because
friends.
You know what I'm saying.
Tell you.
We came together. We leave together.
y'all females, man.
That's the code, girl code. You don't let your homie leave with a nigga you don't know.
Ain't no cock blocker like the friends.
Man, listen. Unless she's like, yo, nah, sis, for real, like. I'm cool. Let me go with him. If she ain't trying to be enthusiastic with her friends on letting her go, they is blocking.
Ooh-wee.
Blocking. Better than any defensive line. Do you hear me?
They about that life. They about that blocking life. Hey, man, ain't nothing worse than you feeling like a girl's interested and then her friends is just blocking like, they ain't never blocked before. And you just sitting there like, God damn. We could have been something, girl. We could have been something.
We could have been fabulous.
I'm telling you.
We like, could have been out here.
These women.
But now, like, if you're interested.
Let me take a moment.
Ooh. If you're interested, like, truly interested, not just sexually, physically attracted, but you're trying to get to know a person, I feel like you should show that interest.
What if you still meet them at 3, though?
And that's iffy for me. Like, that's iffy for me. Because in my mind, if you linked up with me at 3 a.m.
And we just link. What if we link at the bar? I done bought you a drink. We sitting there talking that talk. And you barely walking, but I walk. You feel me?
You know I'm different. And you know that don't fly with me.
No sneaky links
over here. I don't like the sneaky links. That's how you end up in entanglements.
I'm Tarzan. I'm all about getting entangled.
That's how you end up in the entanglements.
I'm lying. Let me stop talking
you know
that.
What
I ain't
saying?
About that life. I ain't about that life.
But I feel like we touched on a lot tonight.
Most deaf.
And we will definitely.
If you don't know, hoes is winning because open minds are winning. Right now, relationships are not a thing. Communication is not a thing. Hoes are winning because they're not a thing. You ain't got to communicate with a hoe. You throw money at a hoe.
True.
You hear me? So, anybody that was wondering, anybody that's trying to figure it out, open your mind. If you're really looking for something serious, if you're really looking to settle down, not only do you have to find somebody that's on the same wavelength, you have to be ready yourself.
Amen. And, you know, this has been an interesting episode. You know what I'm saying? We got the male's perspective.
Q the problem.
From Q the problem. We'll be back next week. Different topic. Different guest. I got guests coming on, you know.
Guess what?
Quite often. You know what I'm saying?
I'm dead.
But this has been another episode of Self Reflect with Lex. Why Hoes Be Winning Part 2. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Tune in next week for my podcast with Mommy and Me featuring my son, Anijah. And y'all stay blessed. Have a good weekend. I love y'all. Peace out.